Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 18th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Right ventricular dysfunction and acute coronary syndrome. Insights from cardiac magnetic resonance imaging. This retrospective cohort study utilized cardiac magnetic resonance imaging, the gold standard for right ventricular assessment, to precisely evaluate ventricular function and structure in 268 patients with acute coronary syndrome. The study specifically addressed the previously underexplored prognostic importance of right ventricular dysfunction in this patient population. By employing this advanced imaging, the research demonstrates a critical approach to understanding comprehensive cardiac impact in acute coronary syndrome. It underscores the clinical value of assessing right ventricular involvement beyond traditional left ventricular emphysis. Article number 2. Clinical use and effectiveness of colchicine for secondary prevention following acute myocardial infarction. This retrospective analysis revealed the real-world clinical use and effectiveness of colchicine for secondary prevention following acute myocardial infarction. The study demonstrated colchicine's application and associated patient outcomes in a large academic setting, addressing previous unknowns. By examining colchicine utilization in practice, the research clarified its impact. This research supplements existing data from randomized controlled trials that have previously shown conflicting results regarding colchicine's efficacy. Article number 3. Outcomes of accurate NEO2 SAPIEN 3 and Evolut Pro/Pro Plus in transcatheter aortic valve replacement. This single-center trial evaluated clinical and hemodynamic outcomes of three specific transcatheter heart valves: Symetis Accurate NEO2, Medtronic Evolut Pro, Pro Plus, and Edwards SAPIEN 3. The study generated crucial comparative data on the efficacy and safety of these newer devices for transcatheter aortic valve replacement in patients with severe symptomatic aortic stenosis. By comparing these transcatheter heart valves in a large patient cohort, the research demonstrated their respective performances, contributing to the evolving understanding of transcatheter aortic valve replacement device selection. Article number 4. Deep learning predicts cardiac output from seismocardiographic signals and heart failure. This study established that deep learning accurately predicts cardiac output from seismocardiographic signals and heart failure. Seismocardiography, a non-invasive technique recording subtle chest wall vibrations from cardiac mechanical activity, proved to be an effective alternative for cardiac output determination. This non-invasive deep learning methodology offers a scalable and accessible solution, addressing the invasiveness and risks associated with standard of care right heart catheterization. Article number 5. Survey study to differentiate vasospastic angina from coronary microvascular dysfunction in real-world management of ischemia with non-obstructive coronary artery disease. This survey study documented real-world approaches by cardiologists in differentiating vasospastic angina from coronary microvascular dysfunction for ischemia with non-obstructive coronary artery disease. The research highlighted current clinical practices in managing this globally recognized issue, particularly regarding endotype differentiation. Data collected via a web-based questionnaire revealed the range of diagnostic and management strategies currently employed and illuminated areas of clinician satisfaction or challenges. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.